Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Big Show has the crew covered. Now we check in with our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, sponsored by Exec Park Airport Valet Parking. Locally owned, treating you like an executive for 40 years. Get in, get on, get going at Mitchell Field with Exec Park.
Seth Everett joins the Wendy's Big Show weekdays, Mondays, 3:48. Mondays, 3:48, because then we recap what went down in the world of baseball, especially with your Milwaukee Brewers, with Seth here on the Wendy's Big Show. Seth, appreciate the time, man, as always. Now, I'll start with a little bit lighthearted situation. Now, Adrian Houser, really nice dude. Really, really nice guy. He's now had two issues on the field where he retastes his breakfast, if you will, on the field. Have you ever seen that across baseball where somebody not only has done it once, but now has done it twice inside of one calendar year?
No, that's something I can't reference a long time ever seeing that the second time. I'll say this, you know, if you have 750 players, there's going to be hijinks, and that is, I feel bad for him. You know, I'm sure
it is funny though. I mean, it is funny. That's
funny.
For sure.
It was funny. No, it didn't bother me. One thing that bothered me over the weekend that wasn't Brewer related was the people in Toronto cheering for the Yankee pitcher Tanaka. What was that? Like, come on! I know your team's not in it, but since when are we cheering for the other team? That was the only one that bugged me.
I don't understand that, and that it happens from time to time in sports where you have guys cheering, teams, fans cheering for another team to get a no-hitter against their team when it gets to a certain point. And the only thing I can think of is, well, that ticket will be worth something someday, and then maybe I can get him to sign an autograph on it or something.
Maybe.
But I got news for you all. Where this is headed, everything's electronic on your phone, so you no longer get anything to remember your game by because they're getting rid of all the paper tickets, so it's not going to matter.
Yeah. And did you guys see my tweet? Did you notice that baseball snuck in the 2020 schedule today?
Loved it.
On a day when the NBA is getting ready to announce
their schedule.
They already
did. They beat them by hours on their schedule.
But why? What was the point? What sport will trend on Twitter tonight? What do you think?
The NBA would be my guess.
The NBA,
sure.
Why couldn't you do it in a month from now? Like, why today? And why did you do it on the 25th anniversary of the baseball strike?
I don't think they even thought of that.
That was one I did not know.
I bet you they didn't realize it either, even though it's plastered all over the front of ESPN.
Well, it's all over every news site. I mean, it's all over social media. Today, I mean, The Athletic did a great deep dive. Tim Kirchin at ESPN did a great deep dive. Like, there are some very, very great things. And, you know, it's funny because I covered very closely, because I was working for the league in 2002. So I covered the almost strike. The almost strike was very, very crazy because there was a clause in my contract. I was working for the league, and they said that the cancellation of games could void my contract. And so I had a personal stake in the whole thing, and I was nervous as all get out. And I remember that, and all they kept talking about was 94. And people were referencing it, because remember, this was 7 years later. And don't announce anything. Don't announce a game in Iowa. Don't go to Puerto Rico. Don't announce anything. Stay quiet today. This is not your day. This is the NBA's day, and they're going to dominate it. And I love how baseball just sets itself up to get beaten up.
Maybe they release it today to change the narrative on their sport away from the strike conversation of 25 years to get all these sports talk radio guys and local TV guys talking about the new schedule that came out more so than talking about the anniversary of that strike.
And I see your point. I disagree. I think that what you do is you take your lumps because of it. And actually, if we're talking about the strike and you're talking about how crazy that was, here's what I want the narrative to be. You want to control the narrative? We regret that incident, and we'll never let that happen again, as we have a labor deal coming up in about 18 months.
Yep.
Yeah, except for when it happens in 2021.
And I've already said, I predict it. It's happening.
I was going to say, Seth, can you draw any similarities to what's going on now than what did in 1994?
It's very different in the sense that in 94, what they were trying to do was try to institute a salary cap. The sport was in a very different revenue stream. What the current situation is about is a change in philosophy. So, for example, in 94, stars still got paid. In 94, you know, the value of the starting pitcher. It was all what we remember baseball as. Whereas now, the game has evolved in such a level that what you're noticing now is free agents weren't getting signed. And guys are reticent to go for free agency. There's a big controversy going on in Boston right now with Mookie Betts, because Mookie Betts has said he turned down an extension offer from the Red Sox. And there are other players that have quietly been saying that he's out of his mind, because they're going to change the structure. There may be term limits on contracts. There may be a version of a contract that is non-guaranteed. See, those are all philosophical things, because I don't think the players and the owners have the same mistrust. I think they just have a different philosophy, and that philosophy is the league is trying to radically change the way business is done, and the union wants it to stay the same. I don't know. I knew how 95 was going to be, or 94/95 was going to be fixed, because once the league said, okay, no salary cap, they went back to work. But the difference with this one is how do you fix all of what's wrong? And, you know, I hearken back, and I don't think this is going to happen, but I remember having a conversation with the NHL commissioner, Gary Bettman, after they canceled a season, which is 10 years ago now. But they canceled an entire season, and they have a better sport because of it. And if you ask any hockey person, whether it's media member, whether it's, you know, front office member, most of the players are retired by now. But if you look, yes, they lost a year of their sport, and they have a better, more successful game because of it. I will say to baseball, shut yourself down, fix what's wrong, and come back a better sport.
Talking with Seth Everett here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, Seth, I don't know. I think I disagree with that. I don't know how you shut it down. I mean, hockey is one thing, but Major League Baseball, I think that's a whole different. There's just too many moving parts, so many more players, so many more teams are involved. I mean, I just don't know how you can get everybody on the same page to completely shut it down.
Well, there's 25 men on a baseball roster. There's the same amount of teams. There's 20 guys. You can usually carry 22. So you're talking about maybe 60 more players.
Yeah, and I get that, but I understand that too. You still have all your minor leagues too, though.
You have minor leagues in hockey,
but not like in baseball. Each team used to have like three, four teams, but the minor league doesn't get canceled. Excuse me.
The minor leagues never gets canceled, and in the NHL situation, the NHL, the minor leagues don't get canceled. This is only on the major league level.
Majors.
My whole argument is we're holding baseball to a higher standard, because what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying that baseball can't do it because baseball is an institution. And what I'm saying is baseball is a broken institution.
So you're believing that the league can be better if they take a year off and fix the problems that they have.
I don't know that it's
across.
A year. I'm saying do something radical. I'm talking about radical realignment. I'm talking about outlawing the shift. I'm talking about changing, giving players position structures so that one team can't decide that they're not going to spend on a Jake Arrieta or a Dallas Keuchel anymore and have a level of a contract that's not guaranteed. And well, if you do that, I think you won't have the free agency problems that you had this year and the last year, and they were plentiful. It wasn't a situation where, yeah, we only had two guys that didn't sign until May. You had, first of all, one of the top five closers, but you had 45 unsigned free agents by the first week of spring training games. That's a broken system. And what I'm saying is that no one's denying that baseball is not making money because of the app, because of the tickets, because of all the different things. But you can also not deny that attendance is down again for the second straight year.
Yep.
No one's denying those facts.
No.
So it's not like the distrust, like making the parallel to 1994. In 1994, the players didn't trust the owners. I don't think that's now. I think what's happening now is the owners are saying, we want to change the way business is done. And the players are saying, well, wait a second. Don't change it, because what you're doing is you're hurting their way of life.
I think what all of this means is that the Brewers should just go to Christian Yelich and say, here is 10 years, $370 million.
And he should sign it. Absolutely. It's what Nolan Arenado did. It's what Mike Trout did. Mike Trout, the best player in the sport, chose an extension with the Angels over free agency.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very telling. It's very telling about where it is right now.
We need to explain. Yep.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the stuff on the field. Where do you see the Milwaukee Brewers right now? Everybody was panicking in a full-scale panic last weekend after you get swept by the Chicago Cubs. What do you do? Come in here and win 5 of 6?
You're in the race. I mean, it's a half game out of a playoff spot. I mean, it's every day. It's a pennant race, and I know it sounds cliche, but it really is a circumstance where it's one at a time. And I've said this all along. I said I believe that the NL Central winner is the favorite to win the National League pennant. And the reason I say that is because they are going to play pennant race baseball from essentially August 1st. Till the end of the year, whereas the Los Angeles Dodgers won't touch that. And, you know, to tell you the truth about the NL East, a lot of people are wondering whether Washington is going to challenge Atlanta. They can't get out of their own way. And so the reality of it is you're going to have Atlanta and Los Angeles cruising in the month of September as the NL Central gets fought tooth and nail. I'm not saying the Brewers are winning that division, but I'm saying that's a winnable division. And I think whoever wins that division will be hot at the right moment.
Yeah.
And all you have to do then is win a 5-game series and you're in the LCS.
And
I think there's a value to that.
It makes me laugh about the New York Mets, and I just don't get how they're doing what they're doing, but they're doing it, so congratulations to the New York Mets.
Well, no, part of what the New York Mets have done is they played the Marlins 6 times, they played the White Sox, and they played the Pirates, and the Pirates can't get out of their own way.
Details.
I'm not demeaning the victories. They earn the victories, but they're playing the dregs. And, you know, to come back against, they came back against that Washington bullpen twice, and that Washington bullpen is a disaster.
Big time. That's why they tried to completely rework it at the trade deadline.
Right.
Seth, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, Monday.
All right, guys. Good talk.
Seth Everett on the Wendy's Big Show, brought to you by Exec Park on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.